get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
To trust in the true and living God. This is the Current and Connection with the host, Pastor Rowan Cameron, and we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Wherever you are, glad that you're tuning in today. Clarendon Connection on this day, the eve of Thanksgiving in America. We have a lot to give God thanks for. The psalmist said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy, endure it forever. And God has thus, in spite of this pandemic, my Lord, that has taken over 1 million lives. 1.4 million lives has been taken because of this pandemic, and nearly 60 million has been affected. And in America, they are nearing up to the 13 million mark affected. And over 265,000 has died already from this pandemic in America. But I'm here tonight to give God thanks. No one in the Psalms say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy. Endure it forever. This is the pre-Thanksgiving service. Tomorrow, all across America and in Canada, people will be cutting turkey with cranberry sauce and white wine. But we keep on praising the King of Glory. The issue of Thanksgiving is saying Thanksgiving annual national holiday in the United States and Canada, celebrating the harvest, another blessing of the past year. Americans generally believe that their Thanksgiving is modeled on a 1621 harvest feast shared by the English colonists or pilgrims of Plymouth and the Wampanoag people in November. This says, since Bradford wrote on how the colonists has hunted wild turkey during the autumn of 1621, and since turkey is uniquely American, this is a sumptuous bird. It gained traction as the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans after Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. And they say, why is it called Thanksgiving? He said it originated as a harvest festival. And to this day, the centerpiece of Thanksgiving celebration remains Thanksgiving dinner, the event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in October 1621. But we're also giving thanks because we notice the transition to the Biden administration has started. I guess President Trump finally woke up. Because it is clear that the American people have spoken. And they have spoken through their voting. Over 80 million has voted for the Democratic under the leadership of President-elect Joe Biden. And 73 million has voted for Republican leader President Trump. So it's a clear victory for President-elect Biden. Clear. Nearly 7 million. And President Trump is still trying to derail in America. President-elect Biden has got 306 electoral college votes and President Trump 232. The result is clear. The Americans have spoken, and I believe it is the will of Almighty God. In respect of what the so-called prophets prophesy, God is sovereign. There's no man can override the will of God. His will must be done. You have seen where President-elect Biden has chosen his cabinet. It has in Latinos and it has in Kamala Harris, Vice President-elect, a black woman, I know they market her as Asian American. They market her as Asian American. They want to leave out the Jamaican root. But it was Peter Tosh song that says, anywhere you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. Don't mind the nationality. You have got the identity. You're an African. So I do not know why they are emphasizing that she's Asian American. They can't separate the blackness. And they can't separate the Jamaican out of her. Her father is a Jamaican. Father hails from Brownstone. There's also another black female in the Biden cabinet that he has chosen so far. Linda Thomas Greenfield. And she's the United Nations. She will be the ambassador to the United Nations. And we are feeling happy. And I want every man who vote in America for Mr. Biden, especially the black people, they should stand up. Because the voting rights was passed in 1965. And as I said before, so many men have died for this. Because the black man in America has come a long way. And we have Kamala Harris has burst the glass ceiling to be the first black woman to be in this position as vice president elect. Barack Obama has taken it to higher heights when he was voted in as president for the United States of America in 2007. And he did 2 terms. And I would say his record was unblemished in his 2 terms. And now they are trying to overturn some of the states that helped President-elect Biden, like Georgia. The president took some men to the White House, the Republicans to the White House, to try to get the total overturn. What is the rationale behind it? Why couldn't President Trump has done like what the rest of president before him has done? When they lost, they just bow out gracefully, except Richard Nixon. And now we are seeing President Trump trying to destroy democracy. And the sad thing about it, there's a lot of people following him down this path. But one writer from Ireland was already wrote that America should be pitied. And this is all because of President Trump. He's a racist. He tried to hide it, but he's a racist. Can't regard for black people. And that's why he's attacking these places that the blacks votes have turned the result of the election. In Jamaica, would have said, fly higher, fly low, the 20th of January, if it come out, I'm already getting the eviction notice. The 28th of January, 2021. President Trump will no longer be. He will have to pack his bag and go. This is the Canaan Connection. The host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you from the foot of the Bullhead Mountain in a district called Pengate. And truly, we're just praising the King of Glory for his goodness. And we are reminding people, stay home for the Thanksgiving. Keep down the crowd. Testing alone won't do to counteract this coronavirus. Because if you're tested and it is negative, as soon as you come in contact with someone who has the virus, then your status will change. So as I say, wash your hand, practice your social distancing, and please wear a mask. The figure in Jamaica has gone up 10,422 cases. And the Prime Minister is putting in some measures for the Christmas season. But we are asking people to cease from any large gathering. COVID love crowd. Come like the devil. Just love crowd. We keep on trusting in the true and living God for his blessing and for his mercy. Take a break, station, and then we come back. This is the Canaan Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. Just keep on loving the King of Glory, the Almighty Creator.
Broken, there ain't no hiding place.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Rowan Cameron here. I've just listened to this song by Bob Marley, One Love. They say it is it's taken from the album Exodus. I remember when former President Barack Obama came to Jamaica. He said when he was coming down on Air Force One, he was jamming to Exodus, man. Movements of Jah people. They said that Bob Marley wrote this song in the turmoil of the Jamaican election in December 1976. And it is remembered as one of the most violent times in the country. And he also did a One Love Peace concert. And truly we are glad that a man like Bob Marley was born in Jamaica, because he has been idolized all over the world. I just wish that a man like President Trump would listen to these songs. Because he's just a racist. And all he seems to highlight is white supremacy. But we still keep on celebrating. Because our motto said, out of many, one people. Talking about former President Barack Obama, he had just wrote a book. And his book is entitled The Promised Land. I was watching him talking to Jimmy Kennel. And there are so many things that he has spoken about that is in the book. But he said one of the greatest nights of his presidency, he said it was the night when the Affordable Care Act was passed. And that is what President Trump is trying his best to get rid of. Although he doesn't have a health care plan, President Trump has no health care plan. But just because it's Obama, he will do his utmost best to get rid of it. And even the last appointment on the Supreme Court bench that he did, put that lady there just to tear down the Affordable Care Act. And Barack Obama said, when he was talking to Jimmy Kennel, he said, 20 million Americans benefited from this Affordable Care Act. So if President Trump and the Supreme Court should tear it down, it will affect 20 million Americans. Is it really worth it? President Trump was talking about he would lose to the worst candidate. I wish somebody would tell him that death and life is in the power of the tongue, because he did lose to President-elect Joe Biden. He did lose. He lost by a lot. 7 million and counting. What a day. And I'm sure, and as President-elect Biden said, over 20 world leaders he has spoken to already. Everybody, almost every country, congratulated Biden, except Russia and Jamaica. I haven't heard anything coming out of Jamaica from the Governor General come right down. If they said it, I have not read it, and I have not heard it. So only Russia, because even China reached out to them And President-elect Biden said 20 countries. Canada was the first. Trudeau never hesitated. England. And of course, you know, Germany love it because Merkel and Trump never get along, none at all. Oh boy, I tell you. He took the slogan from Ronald Reagan. He said he will make America great again. But boy, is America in a bad state. Millions of people right now have to be at the food bank in America to get a dinner for Thanksgiving. And you want to tell me that President Trump care? 260,000 Americans have died under his watch. And President Trump is playing golf. The man who you used to bash in the media. Every minute he's speaking to the media. Haven't said he's not taking any questions. And the man who is supposed to be pro-life. 260,000 Americans have died from this pandemic. And for what, 17 days, he has not mentioned it. But he came out yesterday to talk about the stock market, the Dow Jones going over 30,000 points. But yet still, 70-odd million. He's saying that the election is stolen. They come out with their placards, stop the steal. And the right-wing media is supporting him. Even when the judges are saying 30-odd cases, 34 cases went into the courts, 34. And he has lost most of them. He has lost 31, they say. And up until now, he has not yet conceded. Republicans were in the House and the Senate. Most of them are silent. Here they swear to protect Dushan. All because of President Trump. See, Krebs come out and say, it is the safest election that has run. And because the man has spoken the truth, President Trump fired him, Chris Krebs. But I hope the blacks in America really rise up now that you realize that your vote has power, that your vote matters. Rise up. I do not know why the Republicans are afraid of the blacks. When President-elect Biden chose Kamala, President Trump called her a monster. She has not done him anything, but he chose to call her a monster. And you might say, sure, he has Ben Carson in his cabinet. But what's the use of having a man like Ben Carson in your cabinet when Ben Carson doesn't know anything about housing? Look at one question they asked him the other day. And for 3 years now, he has been sitting in that position, and all he does is buy expensive furniture, an expensive dishwasher, an expensive chair. And he's not serving the people. But President-elect Biden has begun to put his cabinet together. One that is diversified. In color. And look like a winning combination to me. I will be praying for them. The white evangelicals, they came up with all type of prophecy, prophesying about President Trump. And when you realize the white evangelicals, they were paid off. They were paid off. It is now public information. Paula White has millions of dollars invested in Trump Plaza. The Billy Graham Foundation spent thousands of dollars to stay at President Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. So they know the reason why they are saying these things. But I know God is no respecter of person. They know the reason why. Think because President Trump says he's against abortion and he's against homosexuality, then that does make him a Christian. Look how much people has died, and for so many days. If he really cared, wouldn't he say something? The pandemic is causing such a high death rate in America. And all he seems to be interested in is the stock market. Because it is benefiting him. No wonder the Bible says when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And America is mourning. The world is mourning. But we still hold on. So the psalm says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. We also see an NFL game featured for the first time in its history. An all-black officiating crew. This organization was founded in 1920. And 100 years later, for the first time, an all-black officiating crew is in charge of the game. And this was when the Tampa Buccaneers played the Los Angeles Rams. And the man who was in charge of the game was Jerome Boga. So even though this game has been around for 100 years, the first time that the entire officiating crew, that is ref and linesmen and all those people are involved in the officiating team, the first time it was all black. We not complain still, we still give thanks. no wonder Job saying, all my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change come. We have come a long way. That is why we want the black men in America to rise up. Let them know that you have taught. And we have come from the basement to the penthouse. Come from the slums and the ghetto of Chicago to sit in the White House as president and vice president. We will never give up the fight. Because the black, whether they like it or not, the black man is destined to greatness. We're going to wrap ourselves in the scripture and we will believe nothing else. Does the Bible tell me that the grass withereth and the flower faded, but the word of God stand forever? Martin Luther in his speech said that he have a dream and his children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the contents of their character. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Because the God that I serve, he is no respecter of person. He is the true and living God. Pastor Raymond, are you there? Do you take a break and I try to contact Pastor Raymond and then we get back? Take a break, studio.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime soldiers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, over human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We find.
Yes, this is the Clarendon Connection. And you just heard a portion of the song called War. It was taken from a speech written by A. Selassie when he addressed the United Nations. He says, until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. That until there is no longer first class and second class citizen of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, and say war. But until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, it's a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war. And until the ignoble and happy regimes that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, in South Africa, subhuman bondage have been toppled, utterly destroyed, but everywhere there is war, Mr. War. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We find it necessary. And we know we shall win. As we are confident in this victory of good over evil. Good over evil. Good over evil. We Africans, we will fight. As I said before, we see where Mr. Trump took the men from Michigan to the White House to try to get them to overturn what black people have voted for in Pennsylvania, in California, they have voted. In Detroit, all over, they have voted and they have spoken. And he's still refusing to accept the voice of the people. We will fight. And we are confident in the victory of good over evil. That being ordained by Almighty God. Evil men and wicked men are around.
My Lord, I tell you,
the spirit of fear is still around. A and the black man will survive. One would say we have come a long way. They have come a long way from the cotton fields in the South. We came from the tribes of the Ashanti and the Mandingos and the Karamantes and the Ebos. We are not lazy as they proclaim. We are warriors. Somebody must declare war. That there must be victory of good over evil. Clear the finality. Psalms 1 tell you, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The way of the ungodly shall perish. They will not last forever. And I back that up with Psalm 37, where he said, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down. It is the word of the Lord. We make no apologies for speaking the infallible word of Almighty God. Because he said, before one of my word passed away, heaven and earth shall pass away. Americans have to fight for democracy. Because the King of Glory have seen the bondage. You have seen the carnage that the black man has faced. Even now in America, in this pandemic, more blacks are dying than whites. The white supremacists, they have taken out a lot of prominent black people, and even the whites who supported them. Once you stand up and speak out, but as the writer said, we are confident in the victory of good over evil. We got to talk about Toots. Toots was nominated for a Grammy. Matter of fact, five of them was nominated this week. The song is One World, and that's the Wailers. Toots got to be tough. But he died from September 11th. But his good works is still carrying on. Upside Down, Buju Banton has been nominated also. Higher Place, Skip Marley has been nominated. And Maxi Priest, It All Come Back to Love. So five have been nominated, and we hope that Toots can will get it. We know when it come on to the Grammy, the Marleys are the top names are getting it. Matter of fact, it says that Ziggy Marley has won 7 Grammys. Plus Damien Junagong has won Grammys. So we just hope that this album, One World, we hope this album got to be tough by the man Toots. He was buried in the National Heroes Circle. But his album got to be tough. Is in this nomination group, and we have to just wait until the winners are announced. But I hope that Toots will come out on top. And he was explaining about this album. It's got to be tough. One of his first songs that he did was a song called Pressure Drop. So he has gone through a lot of toughness. And that was what he was singing about. We are confident in this victory of good over evil. We are confident that the Almighty is standing by our side. Pastor Raymond, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, Pastor Raymond? You got to say good evening. We just have a couple of minutes. Pastor Raymond?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We just have 5 minutes. Tell us about what is happening in Florida. How are you doing? Give a testimony.
I'm doing praise.
Say something to the King of Florida, man.
I'm doing wonderful here in Florida. Thank you so much, Pastor Cameron. Florida is amazing. As I tell people all the time, Jesus lives in South Florida. He just vacations everywhere else. So, thank God, life is great.
No, man, you have it wrong. I have to correct you, man. I have to correct you. When you come on the rise and shine, I should tell you that Jesus lives in Jamaica and he visits the rest of the world now and again. But this is his home, man. This is his home. Remember,
I know a lot of people feel that way.
Praises of people. And in Jamaica, we just love to praise him. But God is good. He's good anyhow. He's good anyhow.
Amen. Amen. That is good.
So what is the political temperature like there in Florida, Pastor Raymond? Obviously, where President-elect Joe Biden has been now given the right to go ahead and things are looking in that direction. But just give me a synopsis on what is happening over there.
It really isn't as intense as the media makes it seem. And it really depends on who you listen to. There's the liberal media and there's the conservative media. So if you have a liberal mindset, you're always going to listen to the liberal media and you're going to have a certain narrative that you speak. And if you are conservative, or if you have a conservative set of values that, I'm not saying they align with the Bible, but they seem more aligned with the Bible, then people will listen to those people who are aligned with their values. But here in South Florida, life is life. People are out. People are doing what they need to take care of their families. And what's going on in Washington, you know, people are watching. But it is what it is. You have to live your life on a daily basis and not be drawn into or controlled by the politics. There are people out there who are controlled by the politics. And so this is all you hear. This is all you see. But the vast majority of Americans are hardworking people looking to make a living for their family and take care of themselves.
But I noticed the white evangelicals, they are coming out and they are, you know, speaking even on behalf of God. So is it that they have left it out, or just a certain part of there has left out this thing?
If you go back to the amendments and your constitutional right gives you the right to speak, the right to say what you please. A lot of countries don't have that freedom of speech like it is here in America. And so the white evangelicals, because they have a certain platform, oftentimes what they think and what they feel and what they believe to be right, because, again, it aligns with their values, that's the narrative that they are going to share. My conversation and my advice to people is, if you know the truth and you apply the truth of the Word of God, that is what will set you free. Not the conservatives, not the Republicans, not the Democrats. It's the Word of God that will set you free. Because one day you will hear one of your favorite pastors saying some things that just seem completely left field to what you believe. You always go back to the Word of God. And if you know the truth of the Word of God, and that word know is not just talking about knowledge, it is talking about what you have accepted, what you believe, and what you practice. That is what will set you free. Now, Washington, D.C., certainly not the evangelicals who are aligned with a certain party or aligned with a certain political stance. That will create more confusion, especially for younger believers who are not too familiar with the word. They'll get confused because after a while they start asking the question, what do we believe? They're saying this, but I don't feel that. So at the end of the day, it comes back to trusting and believe in the Word of God.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, regardless of what they speak, it is the Word of God that will stand.
Every day. Every day. God's Word is eternal. Not one jot, not one tittle, according to what Jesus said, will pass away. This world will pass away, but everything that he has will stand and will come to pass. The challenge to the believer who's seeking Christ is this. What does the Word of God say? What is God saying? And oftentimes, what Christians do is they run to prophet so-and-so, prophetess so-and-so, pastor so-and-so, bishop so-and-so, because they have a very big platform or... And so a lot of times people take what certain people say as gospel instead of saying, okay, if you remember in the book of Acts, when Paul went out and preached, the Bereans heard what he said. And the Bible said the Bereans went and they researched the word. There was no Jerusalem University to go study. There was no Google to go do any search. There was no local library. They went and they search the scrolls, and then they knew that this Jesus that he was speaking about was the right Messiah. He was the Christ. And today in our society, you hear it said many times, we have a microwave society, so to speak. And as a result of that, people just want get to the point. Tell me, is it up? Is it down? Is it left? Is it right? Is it a yes or a no? Just tell me. I don't want to go do the research for myself. I don't want to go listen to Jesus. I don't want to spend time in the Word. You, Apostle so-and-so, you, Prophet so-and-so, just tell me, thus saith the Lord. And so people get disillusioned. People get duped very easily because they listen to every wind of doctrine. So they get turned, and when they get turned and they end up in a wrong place and they find themselves at the edge of a cliff, they said this Christian thing doesn't work. And so they go back to the world, because at the end of the day, the enemy says he came to kill, to steal, to destroy. So if he can use politics to destroy your belief in God, he's going to use it. Whatever tool you afford him, he'll use it. And so if it's for some people, they sit in front of the TV 24/7 just watching coronavirus, and then the spirit of fear and anxiety comes up in them and they can't leave their house. And then they blame everybody else for their situation. But he said he never gave us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And so if we allow anxiety to come in, the word says anxiety leads to depression. And so you find a lot of people in America right now getting counseling because they're depressed and they're suicidal because they listen to the wrong thing. Garbage in, garbage doesn't go out. Garbage in, garbage stays. And so, and this is happening to Christian believers who should be in the Word. But they're not in the Word. They're, and some people are. I'm not saying this is going on across the country, but some people are so caught up into what's going on right now, and you should be cautious, you should be careful, and you should be up on current events, but not as much as the Word of God. And that's where people need to change. Get back to the basics of the Word of God, spending time in prayer, spending time in fasting, spending time studying the Word, meditating on the Word. You talk to the average Christian now, they know more about the politics of the day than they do the Word of God. And that's what people need
That's why the scripture said in the book of Hosea, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Exactly. Hosea 6:6. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, this is what the scripture says, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And so it is incumbent on the people of God to seek his face, to pray, to turn from their wicked ways. I'm not talking about the world, the believers. So the believers can change the trajectory of politics in this country if we pray, if we diligently pray. There are many things Jesus said we should do. But one of the things he definitely said we should do, he says, men, and I'm adding women, men and women ought always to pray. It's not a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It is a command. Men and women ought always to pray. But we spend more time listening to the psychic. Well, nowadays it's not called psychic, so it's called the prophecy line. We go to the prophecy line for a daily prophecy. And we go to our whoever to hear, thus saith the Lord. No, go study the word for yourself. And I'm very adamant about that when people ask, well, what is the Lord saying? You know what the Lord is saying? Go study your word. Study to show yourself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Stop listening to every wind of doctrine you hear, because they'll lead you astray. And it's the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy not just what you have, but your posterity, your children, your grandchildren. That's what the enemy is after. And so we have to combat that every day with prayer, Pastor Cameron.
And then Jesus did encourage us, you know, when he said,